Like it or not, fear is one of the real stars of the Christmas story. Now, when you think back on Christmas pageants of your childhood, if you had those, you probably don't remember being offered the part of fear, though some of us could have played it pretty well. There were angels and shepherds, Mary and Joseph, Jesus, perhaps an innkeeper, the wise men, animals. Fear wasn't in the cast list, but fear is ever present, omnipresent in the whole Christmas story. Indeed, without fear, without all that makes our world a scary and dangerous place, a broken place, Christmas doesn't really make sense. Because in Christ, God did not merely drop in to check on things. God did not simply want to come and tell us we're all doing a great job, keep up the good work. No, in Christ, God came to cast his lot with us, to take his chances with us, to live with us, to die with us in this dangerous and dreadful world. And when the world seems dark and hopeless, when we feel alone and overwhelmed, that is the time God chooses to come and make a home with us. God came to us when we were afraid. God came to us indeed because we were afraid. What would compel someone to take his pregnant, soon-to-be wife 100 miles by foot back to his hometown just days before the child was due to be born? In short, fear, that unlisted cast member in our Christmas story. Joseph went to Bethlehem because if he hadn't, he risked calling down the wrath of Rome. Truth be told, I'm sure Mary and Joseph had many other fears, the normal fears that come along with becoming a parent. The fear Joseph must have had of being ridiculed for being betrothed to Mary when she was with child. The fear Mary probably had of childbirth, of being called names or judged by others for what they must have assumed was her unfaithfulness. They must have had fear at being told there was no room for them in the inn. I'm sure they had fear how they would get the baby safely back to Nazareth once their business was finished in David's hometown. Fear is one of the real stars of this show. And it doesn't stop with Joseph and Mary. The shepherds, we are told, were afraid as well. Terrified, in fact. Terrified, I'm sure, in part of the angelic visitors. Just as Mary was 9 months earlier when Gabriel appeared to her. Remember then, his words were also, "Do not be afraid." But I'm sure they were not just afraid of the angel. Shepherds lived a life of fear, fear of wolves and jackals, fear of being caught grazing on other people's land. Shepherds in the first century were regarded as shiftless vagrants who kind of mooched off of other people's land. Fear of being found out by the government. After all, while Mary and Joseph were piling into the crowded town of Bethlehem to be counted by Rome, the shepherds had not journeyed to be counted in the census. They were living in the fields. They missed it. If they were citizens, they were breaking the law, and if they weren't, they had no protection under the law anyway. Shepherds were used to fear, as were Mary and Joseph. And even Rome, mighty Rome, displays fear in having a census. Caesar had to show who was in charge by ordering the greatest undertaking a ruler could undertake, counting, numbering, symbolically knowing all within his realm. Through this great counting exercise, Caesar could rule more efficiently and effectively, not only knowing his people, but proving to them they could be known, they could be found, they could be counted, they could be controlled. Caesar's fear, I'm sure, was losing power, losing control, losing the people or their goodwill. So he ordered a census. There's something both funny and sad, both poetic and pathetic here. Rome missed some of the people they intended to count. They missed the shepherds. Perhaps they even missed Jesus himself. New people were being born all the time, to be sure. Rome's census was already skewed. Their data was already outdated. Their fear remained. And fear still remains. Fear is still a shadowy main character in our world and in our lives. Perhaps fear is even still a star this Christmas Eve. I named some of Mary and Joseph's possible fears, some of the shepherds' possible fears, some of Caesar's possible fears. What are your fears tonight? What is it that controls you and compels you? What is it that robs you of your joy, of your peace? Fear is a main character in our Christmas stories as well. But fear is not the end of the story. Because that night in Bethlehem, fear met the other, often missed main character in this story, joy. The shepherds, those homeless trespassers, were met by joy. Their fear gave way to good news of great joy, Luke tells us, because they heard this incredible, unbelievable news that God had something for them, a plan, a Savior, a gift, a place, and a purpose. And forgetting their flocks, forgetting their fears, forgetting the danger that could await them in the city, they went in great joy to see God's love and God's favor that was for them. Mary and Joseph's fears melted away, I'm sure, as they held their baby boy for the first time. As a still fairly new dad compared to some of you, I can testify to the fears, and I can testify to the joy. And the joy outweighs the fears every time. It was that joy that Mary pondered in her heart with those words the shepherds had spoken. No longer fear, but joy. Good news, goodness, God's light in the midst of darkness. And so, forgetting their plight, the long journey, their tired feet, their scandalous new marriage, their lack of sleep, they looked at the bundle of heavenly joy God had blessed them with. And so, there in Bethlehem, among a peasant family and a field full of vagrants, amidst the political wrangling and rancor of Rome, God's joy met human fear head on and sent it packing. There, God came into our midst. God with us. God for us. For the least and for the greatest. Not because of our worthiness, but simply because God loves us too much to let us cower in fear any longer. God's joy met our fear. Where does God's joy meet your fear tonight, friends? Joy is not a feeling. It's not just happiness. Joy is a response, the only true response to God's good news. Joy is that which reminds us and confirms for us that God is with us, that God is for us, that God is on our side, and nobody and nothing will do us harm because God has us and holds us close. In that census, the whole world may have bowed in fear before Caesar, but the whole world was invited to kneel with joy before Christ. Not cowering, but receiving. Not in supplication, but in welcome. The powers, the kingdoms of this world serve themselves and their cronies, but look whom the heavenly power chose. God came not to Caesar, not to the rich, not to the powerful, to the poor, to Mary and Joseph, to the shepherds, itinerants living in someone else's field. And so this night, while I'm sure the Caesars of this world still count and number and plan and scheme, God comes to you and to me. This night, whatever your problems, whatever your weaknesses, whatever your fears, whatever your despair, whatever your wounds, God comes to you. To you as the baby in the manger, to you in the bread and wine of communion, our Lord's very body and blood for you. To you through the voices and hands and hugs of this body gathered here tonight. God comes to you, the one who is lonely. God comes to you, the one who is forgotten. To you, the one who is troubled. To you, the one who is rich in things but poor in soul. To you, the one who lives in fear. To you, the one who feels hopeless this night. Christ has come for you. In mercy, not in wrath. Inviting you to joy, not bludgeoning you with fear. This night, welcome him with joy. You know, Caesar ordered that great counting, but Caesar missed a few folks. The shepherds, perhaps Jesus himself. But God not only found the shepherds, God went to the shepherds first. God started with the least and the most needy. Rome missed some of its people, but the kingdom of God will not be satisfied until all are counted, all are included, all are welcome, and all see the glory of the Lord and respond not in fear but in joy. And so tonight, through the words of Scripture, through the sacrament of Holy Communion, through the songs of joy and good news, I pray you will hear the voice of God speak clearly to and over your fears. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of joy for all people. God is indeed with you tonight, with us tonight. God is for you tonight. God is for us tonight. Merry Christmas. Amen.